Nation announced that the spread of coronavirus had become a public health emergency of international concern. 6 years ago since then. And as you no doubt remember, within 6 or 7 weeks of that day, we here in the UK had gone into lockdown. And in doing so, we learned about a concept that most of us never knew existed. And that was social distancing. Do you remember the 2 meter rule and all those posters on the wall and all those things painted on the ground telling you to keep your 2 meters as you walked down the street, as you went round the supermarket, and even as you came into church? But although social distancing was a new concept for most of us, it was by no means an entirely new thing. People in past generations were familiar with the need to keep their distance, and in some cases a distance of much more than 2 metres. And the poor fellow that we meet in Luke 5 verse 12 was one of them, because we are told in that verse that while Jesus was in one of the towns, a man came along who was covered with leprosy. Now, if you've got an NIV, you'll notice that the footnote indicates that the word translated as leprosy covered all sorts of various infectious skin diseases, and not necessarily leprosy as we know it today. But whatever it was that this fellow had, it clearly fell into the category of diseases covered by those extremely strict regulations that we read about in Leviticus 13 and 14. Those verses that we read from Leviticus indicate that in Old Testament times, such a condition was not only considered to be merely medical, it was a condition that had a religious aspect to it. It was a condition which one not only needed to be healed of, but one which someone needed to be cleansed of. And that was because it was a condition which rendered a person unclean in the sight of God. And therefore the Old Testament law condemned such a person to a life of separation, separation from people, separation from the people of God, and worst of all, separation from God himself. And what is more, we are told in verse 12 that this poor fellow was covered with it. Covered with it. This was no mild borderline case of the disease. Has he got it or has he not? Well, the results are a bit ambiguous. No, this was no borderline case. This was a severe case. And as such, this man would have spent his days in complete isolation. Not merely 2 meters away from the people, but more likely 2 miles away from the people. And so to read in verse 12 of him coming into a town is a shock, because that would have been an outrageous violation of the social distancing normally expected of such a person. Which raises the question, why has he done it? What is this man thinking of that he has the nerve to enter the town as a leper? Well, the reason is that he's heard about Jesus. And he's heard of his power to cleanse. And being fully persuaded that Jesus was able to heal him and cleanse him of his leprosy, he enters the town that Jesus is currently in. His determination to do so, in spite of all the social distancing rules, his determination to do so demonstrates that this man has no doubt whatsoever about the power of Jesus to cleanse him of his leprosy. But what he's not quite so sure of is the willingness of Jesus to cleanse him. Did you notice what we read in verse 12? When he saw Jesus, he fell with his face to the ground and begged him, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. If you are willing." It's not a matter of if you are able. He has no doubt about that. But it's if you are willing. It's a valid question because, as you know, there's a vast difference between our ability to help someone and our willingness to help someone. And so although this man has no doubt that Jesus is able to heal him and to cleanse him on the basis of what he's heard, he thinks that Jesus might simply not be willing. After all, most people in society wanted nothing whatsoever to do with lepers. But unlike most people, Jesus was willing to come to the rescue of this man in all his desperate need. And consequently, we read in verse 13 that Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. "I'm willing," he said, "be clean." And immediately the leprosy left him. And so what you see in the person of Jesus Christ on this occasion is not someone who pities but is powerless to cleanse. And neither do we see a Jesus who is all-powerful but unwilling to cleanse. Instead, you see a Jesus who is all-powerful and at the same time full of compassion for those in desperate need of cleansing. And 2,000 years later, that continues to be great news for you and for me. And you may be thinking, what's that great news for me for? I've great skin. Wouldn't dream of, never had a sight of leprosy. Wouldn't even know how to spell the word. What's that to do with me? Well, it's got everything to do with you, because although you and I may not have leprosy this evening, we suffer from something much worse. A disease that's much worse and much more dangerous. And that is our sin. And it is like leprosy. And that, like leprosy, our sin disrupts both our horizontal and our vertical relationships. It is like leprosy in that sin causes us to be unclean in the sight of a holy God. And yet the great news tonight is that Jesus is both able and willing to come to the rescue of hopeless and helpless sinners like you and me and cleanse us from our sin. And therefore, if you are here tonight conscious of your faults, conscious of your failings, your shortcomings, and your sin in the sight of a holy God, then can I encourage you to do what this leper did? And that is simply ask Jesus to cleanse you. But David, you may be thinking to yourself, what you don't realize, David, is that I've done that many times in the past. I've known the joy of his forgiveness in the past. And yet here I am again, a failure and a sinner. And in view of the fact that I've been in this situation many times, I fear that although Jesus is able to cleanse me from my sin, I fear that he might not be willing to this time round. Well, regardless of whether it's your first time or your umpteenth time that you're conscious of your sin, can I quote to you the words of a hymn that we are going to sing shortly. "Come, ye sinners, poor and wretched, weak and wounded, sick and